Last night on a TV show, we showed you something that is happening in Texas, and it is extraordinarily important that every American who cares about education understands what's happening in Texas, because it's about, in the next 12 to 24 months, it will be in your schools. And it will come under a different name, most likely, especially after we expose this. But this is going to be folded into the common core of this president. This is what this president is pushing into Common Core, which is what will be in every school. And they are also going to be testing on this Common Core. They're already changing the ACT and the SATs, so you can't get into college, which is a blessing in disguise. You cannot get into college if you haven't used this curriculum and this Common Core. Last night, David Barton was on, and he... If you remember right, when we first met David Barton, I looked into him at first because I didn't know who he was. And he came at the time, and the press was labeling him a Christian zealot and yada, yada, yada. And it was because he was fighting here. He was on the Board of Education, and he was fighting the curriculum. Now, you can say everything, anything you want about David Barton, but I have never seen that man with 1 ounce of malice in him. Never. Never. Mm-hmm. I have never seen that man bigoted. I have never seen him do anything against any religion.
Is he religious? Extremely.
Extremely.
Yeah,
I don't even know what faith he is.
Yeah, I don't either. He's just a very faithful guy.
Right. He and his wife are I mean, you want to talk about the armor of God. These guys have been under attack for so long, and they just continue to stand. And David has never asked us for anything. He has never asked me to promote anything. Never. He is the biggest servant I have ever seen in my life. You call David Barton, and he is there. Doesn't matter. We had a family crisis. What was it, Pat? 2 weeks ago? Three weeks ago? I called David Barton, or I wrote to David Barton, and it's like 11:30 at night. Instant email. Can I come over? He lives an hour and a half away. He is an amazing man. So he was fighting, and all of the press was smearing him as a religious zealot. Well, now we find out why he was being smeared. Now gag orders have been lifted by the state of Texas on something called C-Scope. And 75% of all of the schools here in Texas are using this curriculum. It doesn't even go into American history until 1565, I think it is.
Right.
So there's no Columbus. When you do study Columbus, he's an eco-warrior.
Yeah. Nothing to do with being a man of God at all.
No, not a man of God.
They took all reference of that out of his journal.
In fact... They say in the journal, there's no mention really of God. If you look, there's no mention of God here. Well, because they've edited the journal. You cannot possibly read anything from the journals of Christopher Columbus. I know I've read them. You cannot read any of it without seeing he was a profound man of God who felt led here. No, they've made him into an eco-warrior. They have taken the Boston Tea Party and made it, the guys who were the Boston Tea Party, into terrorists. They made Paul Revere into a guy who was hiding illegal intoxicants and drugs and alcohol in his home.
They asked the students to imagine that they've created a new socialist or communist state and create a flag for it.
Jeffy, can you bring this chalkboard in, please, into light a little bit so I can see it? This is part of the core curriculum, and let me just read it. And it's, they don't call it curriculum. That's how they get you. Because a curriculum can be regulated. They don't call this a curriculum. They call it, teaching tools.
Yeah, instructional materials,
yeah,
something like that.
Instructional materials. Mm-hmm. But they actually have, and it sounds very Gestapo-like. We had two teachers on. The teachers were under a 10-page nondisclosure. That if you signed this, they'd take everything. They'd destroy you. One of the teachers had been destroyed. He was written up, I think, 12 times before he just said, enough. He had never been written up before.
And he finally got out.
He finally just got out. This other teacher, she's a fifth grade teacher, and she said she can't do it. They come into your class with a clipboard to make sure you're doing exactly what they tell you to do. I mean, it is Gestapo stuff. Here's what they're teaching. They're teaching, and this is right out of one of the pages of the teaching tools. Free enterprise, the idea of living in a community where all people strive to fulfill their own needs and wants using their own money, called capital. What would a society look like if it was purely capitalist? Now, it shows a picture of a guy climbing stairs to a higher purpose. Free enterprise is down at the bottom. Then, socialism, the idea that big things society needs, the people own and provide, telephone and power. What other big stuff should be covered? And then, at the top is communism. The idea of living in a commune where all people work together for everyone. What about private property? That's what's being taught in the Texas 75% of the schools in Texas. And it gets worse from here when you see their list of heroes. And that's why I brought this up on who they're honoring as heroes now. When you see their list of heroes, the only people that the kids learn from kindergarten to the third grade, I don't know half of them. And the half that I do know, they're socialists and communists. You will find Hugo Chavez being honored in curriculum like this. And it is coming to your state. It is coming to your school.
That's why we keep saying, get out of public school.
Get out. I asked the teachers when we got off the air, because we're going to do another special with teachers, with educators who want to be in, and also with state legislators who want to try to stop this. How do you do it? I asked the teachers yesterday, how do you deal with this? So I'm a parent. What do you tell me to do? This happened off the air. As soon as we got off the air, she said, both of them. She said it, and he looked at me and said, she's right. There's nothing you can do. Get your kid out of school. David chimed in and said, well, wait. You got to call your school district. Even if you have kids in homeschooling, you've got to make sure this is not in your school, and you've got to follow this because they're putting this in now. This is part of the president's plan to put in all schools across America. If you're in Texas, hear me. Get this out of the school. Read about it on theblaze.com. Do it now. It is underway right now, and it will cripple our country and our children. Warning. I believe this is why we were moving to Texas. I really do. To begin to expose this and to warn you that it's happening all over the country under different names. Read about it right now at theblaze.com. It's called C-Scope. Pat is working within the American Dream Labs, and actually, I think, taking great personal economic risk to experiment with some things with some people that are working on a new way to school kids, and we'll tell you about it in the coming months. Hopefully, we'll have some things to share with you this summer when we're out for Independence Week in the Mountain West in Salt Lake City. And we would love for you to join us. That's the Man in the Moon weekend. Tickets are still available for the Man in the Moon, but there's a lot of conferences. One of them is education. And we invite you to come and please join us. If you're anywhere in the area or if you want to take a vacation with your family, just grab a camper. Or you can, what's the name of the hotel? The Grand American or the Little America. They are great hotels. We think one of the best hotels that we stay in. Pat thinks it's the best hotel we stay in. It's definitely one of the best hotels in the country. And they've done a special deal. If you mention you're with us for the Man in the Moon weekend in Mercury, you'll get a special deal, and it's surprisingly amazing rates. So bring your family and join us. More on education here in just a second. Let me go back to schools. Common Core is what you're going to see in your school if it's not already there. The president is trying to take the curriculum that we have here in Texas, C-Scope. It's actually not a curriculum. It's a very tricky play on words. It's not a curriculum. They're teaching aids, but it is the curriculum, and it is really horrible. These are the heroes. These are the heroes that are taught to your kids between first grade and third grade. Is this the David Barton clip?
Yeah.
This is from last night's TV show. You can watch it at theblaze.com/TV or just go to the front page of The Blaze or glenbeck.com and you'll see that you'll see it there, the pieces of it. But here are the heroes. Here's David.
The heroes that you get taught in grades 1 through 3. These names right here. So these are the heroes here. And to throw a token to the conservatives, they threw in 3 conservatives. Now,
conservatives.
That's it.
Teddy Roosevelt was a progressive. Kay Bailey Hutchinson, I don't even know what she was. And Ross Perot is not a conservative.
So, but they have to acknowledge conservatives and say, but here's everybody else you get taught. Now, they're all liberals. Well,
No. Helen Keller is a communist.
She's communist.
Communist.
She's a fan.
Eleanor Roosevelt was a communist. Dolores Huerta, she was a communist.
See, that's the heroes that we're teaching in grades 1 through 3.
Stop. I want you to go to the Blaze and look at this list of heroes because you won't believe it.
It's incredible. And the 3 that they say are conservatives, the first one's a progressive, darn near a communist, Teddy Roosevelt. Second one, Kay Bailey Hutchison, just a rhino. And then Ross Perot was an independent. He's not super conservative in any way.
Now, he might be the most conservative of the 3.
Yeah.
But, and you know, people are going to roll their eyes on Eleanor Roosevelt was a communist. I'm telling you, they were deep, deep, deep progressive.
Hugely progressive.
That were friends with communists. In fact, Roosevelt is quoted, her husband was quoted as saying, "We have friends that are communists, and there's nothing wrong with communists." Remember, it's Roosevelt who opened the door to all of the communists and brought them all into the State Department. He's the one who did all of that, and Eleanor Roosevelt is the one who opened up the United Nations. So you can call it, labels are, you know, oh, Eleanor Roosevelt was a communist. She was not a free market constitutionalist, let's put it that way. And anybody who tells you anything other than that either does not know who she was, has not read their own documents, has not read their own words.
It'll probably also shock some people to hear the words Helen Keller was a communist, but because a lot of people don't know that. But she was, I believe, an avowed communist.
Yes, she was.
A proud communist. And when she went all over the country preaching communism.
She's hardcore. I used to think that Helen Keller was great.
Well, yeah, you had the Miracle Worker, whatever the name of that show, movie was.
She was great.
Yeah, and she did overcome some amazing things.
She did. But then she took it. She's exactly like this president, except 1,000 times worse. She was like, you can't make it. I mean, her quotes are, you can't make it.
And she may
be able to
deaf, dumb, and blind.
And she made it.
Yeah, and made it. Made it quite well.
I remember you pulling out a specific quote. I haven't been able to dig it up yet. But yeah, it was exactly pretty much what you said.
You can't make it.
Where she said the government, you basically need communism because you cannot make it on your own.
Right.
Yeah.
And here's a woman who's deaf, dumb, and blind.
And overcame unbelievable obstacles in this country.
Everybody still knows who Helen Keller is. But you're not taught who she really was. Well, they're not teaching, I guarantee you. Well, and now actually they might be teaching that. They might actually be teaching.
Yeah, they might
some
be proud of it now.
Yeah, they might now be coming out of the closet with her and just saying, and here's what she said, you can't make it. You need to have a big government like
and
communist
she was
government.
Right. They'll tell you with C-scope.
Hold it just a second. What have I done now?